VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Uganda say an American citizen and a local driver have been kidnapped in a national wildlife park. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kidnappers held up the group of foreign tourists at gunpoint in Queen Elizabeth National Park, grabbed two of them, and disappeared into the bush. Uganda police say later the gang, using the phone of one of their victims, demanded a ransom of $500,000. They also say the kidnapped American is a 35-year-old woman. A rescue party of police, military and game rangers has been sent to find the abducted people. The Queen Elizabeth is a protected area near the porous border with Congo. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ugandan officials say they've closed border crossings with Congo in an effort to keep the kidnappers from fleeing. British Prime Minister Theresa May and the leader of Britain's main opposition party were to meet Wednesday to talk about ending the impasse over the country's departure from the European Union. It's a surprise about-face which has upset pro-Brexit members of May's Conservative Party. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay said the government was not setting preconditions for the talks with Jeremy Corbyn, but was not offering a blank check either. He said they'll need to be compromised on all sides. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The committee vote came after U.S. Attorney General William Barr failed to meet a Tuesday committee deadline to turn over the full report. This is Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
And if the department still refuses, then it should be up to a judge, not the president and not his political appointee, to decide whether or not it is appropriate for the committee to review the complete record.
This is VOA News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. Kudlow told reporters that the two countries made good headway in Beijing last week. He said China acknowledged such problematic issues as the theft of intellectual property, forced technology transfers, and computer hacking. The U.S. State Department says the United States is pre-positioning humanitarian aid on the island of Curaçao for the people of Venezuela. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told a joint session of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday that the alliance is not seeking a new Cold War, but he called for greater deterrence against an undeniably more aggressive Russia. More than a week after declaring victory over the Islamic State self-declared caliphate, U.S.-backed forces are still trying to rid the group's last stronghold of its fighters. A memorandum signed by President Trump on Wednesday to combat the sale of bogus products through online platforms such as Alibaba, Amazon, and eBay. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Assistant to the President Peter Navarro says Trump has decided it's time to clean up this Wild West of counterfeiting and trafficking. The president is directing the Department of Homeland Security to work with other federal agencies to jointly investigate the problem and submit a report with recommendations. Speaking to reporters on a conference call Wednesday, Navarro, who heads the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, estimated up to half of the branded goods online are fake. Footwear tops the list, and China is the top exporter of all bogus goods online. Asked if this has been raised during ongoing U.S.-China trade talks, Navarro told reporters, "There's no relationship of this to that." Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and fashion designer Massimo Giannulli appeared in federal court in Boston, Massachusetts, Wednesday to face charges in the college bribery scandal. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli were not asked to enter a plea and said little during the hearing in a packed courtroom. They are free on bail and have yet to comment on being charged with conspiracy and fraud. Several other parents had similar hearings. 50 people have been charged with taking part in a scheme in which parents bribed coaches and helped rig test scores to get their children into selective universities. Huffman, Loughlin, and Giannulli face up to 20 years in prison, but first-time offenders often get a fraction of that. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
You could find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.